Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and all we've got to say is that our prayer is that today's show will announce that we're here.
Yes.
That one was kind of smooth.
Wait, that was really smooth.
Sorry, I laughed.
No, you're supposed to make
There's
fun
no
of
There's no laughing on Broadwasted.
I got it. I got it.
Hell no, we're too beautiful for words.
Oh, God.
And any little thing makes us ask, what about love?
What about love?
Joining us today, is the usual Miss Seeley's pants wearers, including Kevin, that fine Mr. Jaeger.
Yes, I am that fine Mr.
Oh, God. Oh.
Kevin, I don't know if you want that connotation.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
Mr. Sounds
nice.
Until
the end.
Well, but I got the pants on, though, so I'm like the, both sides.
Yeah.
Instead
of saying big boy pants, I'm going to now for say, like, put on your Miss Seeley pants.
Put on your Miss Seeley pants.
And, of course, Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hello. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Hashtag of our lives.
I know, right? And hashtag Dino Crisis.
Dino Crisis. Lacrita.
And of course, with us today is a guest who you may know from touring the country in Cinderella, Broadway's Memphis, or currently taking everybody to church in the Tony winning revival of The Color Purple. Let's give a big Broadway's welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Antoine L. Smith.
Woo! Thank you for saying the L.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of your name.
That is. A lot of people don't say that, and it drives me crazy.
But that's not your name if you don't say it.
Absolutely.
I don't know who that person is.
You fought hard for that L.
I did.
Yeah.
We'll call you by your equity name.
That is my equity name, because there is another Antoine Lamont Smith, which is my actual full name.
Oh, really?
So
really?
I had to go Antoine L. Smith to differentiate.
Ah.
I think it flows well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's working out for you.
Marquee ready. What'd you say?
Do people call you asking for him sometimes and vice versa?
No. They know the difference.
Yeah. I hope.
And we have a surprise guest today.
Surprise guest.
Surprise.
Extra friend of the show.
Extra friend of the show. We have Antoine's cousin from ATL in town for 3 days. Rainbow.
Rainbow. She literally just landed a couple hours ago and is immediately on a podcast. She is world famous, y'all.
Oh, bless her heart. She doesn't have a blue check, but she's great.
Yeah, so speaking of blue checks.
No, I'm just kidding.
You are on Twitter as @ALSmith3030.
Yes.
And you are on Instagram as AntoineLSmith32.
Absolutely.
So follow him there.
Yes.
And see his brand new official blue check.
Hey.
Yeah. How do we get one of those? We're official.
You know, I mean, you have to know people in high places to get
Do they reach out to you?
The facilitator did reach out to me. I'm just the middle person receiving the blue check.
So, yeah. On Twitter and Instagram?
Just on Instagram.
Oh, Twitter doesn't know yet.
I can't give out my my what do you call the person
secret?
That yeah, I can't do that.
What's it?
But someone just has to be like, throat? Hey, this person's real.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, but it is deep throat.
No.
Like the Watergate.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know
like the Watergate.
Like the Watergate. Like the Watergate.
That's what it takes.
Wait, why can't I think of that name? Your
informant.
Informant.
Connection.
Connection.
Connection. That's,
connection.
Yeah.
Wow, vocabulary is not in our wheelhouse right now.
And they only just open their ciders.
Oh, yeah. What are you drinking, everyone?
What are you drinking?
Ciders. I'm drinking pineapple juice and cranberry juice.
And
vodka.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's last one.
There you go.
And Kevin and I are drinking a Strongbow cider.
Strongbow cider.
My favorite cider.
This weekend they're strong.
I didn't know this is Brian's favorite cider. I bought it thinking it's my favorite, so maybe Brian would like it. And then he was excited I bought it. So it worked out for all. It's a Broadway miracle.
They're good. You want to try some?
Is it apple? No.
It's gold apple.
Gold apple.
Okay. Yeah.
So yes, apple. You were correct.
Yes.
They just wanted to let you know it's fancy. Apple.
I just wanted to know the varietal of apple.
I think they do make different.
They probably do.
Colors,
they
flavors.
Do. They have like
they
the
do. I mean, they're not like Angry Orchard with their like ginger mint stuff.
They do.
Or McKenzie's.
Ginger mint.
ginger mint cider. Good.
It's like ginger mint. Yeah, it's like something fancy. Really?
And then there's McKenzie's cinnamon one. Has like their fall one just tastes like apple pie.
Oh.
It's so, it tastes like a cold glass of apple pie, which you don't think you want.
But have you ever had?
You need it.
Have you ever had the piñata apples from Trader Joe's?
What?
No.
Okay.
Is there candy inside?
There are these bag of apples called piñata apples, and they taste like the most delicious apple candy you've ever had.
Is it just like an apple, or do they do something to
it's
it?
It's a regular apple.
Like it's not genetically modified?
Well, Trader Joe's.
Have you ever had a grapple? The grocery store when I was in high school.
Or is it like a grape?
It was an apple that they had like injected with grape flavor. Or like genetically modified in some way. So it was an apple that tasted like a grape and it was called a grapple. And my mom thought it was hilarious and bought them. And like it showed up in my lunch bag one day. And I was like,
did you trade it for a Lunchables?
No, I ate it because I thought it was the weirdest thing I'd ever heard of.
Well, what did it taste like?
I was like, can I trade this for a normal apple?
Yeah, anything else?
It was so weird.
Can I just give this to you?
You ate imposter fruit. That's really messed up.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about grapples, Rainbow?
I have never heard of those before.
Great.
I've never heard of it either.
No, Kimberly's.
My mom will let you
all know. Kimberly,
what's a lie? Kimberly made that up.
I don't, Chesterfield, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Anything goes.
Where
in
there
Jersey.
Are real apple orchards, ooh. Why would she buy me this fake thing?
I don't know.
Go, Gail.
So let's play some. Let's do some rapid fire questions for Antoine.
Ooh, rapid fire questions.
Yeah. You ready?
Okay.
What's your favorite musical?
God, I don't want to be cliche, but I am. Rent. Sorry.
That's okay.
That's not it cliche.
Is. No one's ever.
It is cliche. No, it's like what's your favorite? Rent. Okay.
Which is maybe why it's not cliche anymore, because everyone has stopped saying it.
Right. There you go.
We've gone to the other side of that bell curve.
It's an amazing show. I can say that.
It's so good.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
So good.
Amen.
And now, is that your favorite experience, seeing a show?
My favorite experience, seeing a show. My favorite experience, seeing the show to date would probably be Trip to Bountiful with Cicely Tyson.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. I mean, you've never seen a 90-year-old be so energetic and jumping on beds and running around.
I also think the word you were looking for is spry.
Spry.
Because only... Have you ever used the word spry?
I've never used the word
to
spry.
To describe a younger
person? To describe anything other than an older person?
No. But now thinking of Cicely Tyson, spry is the word that I would
have
to choose.
Yeah, that would be weird to say, like, he was a spry young man.
Yeah. I mean, you could, but then... I mean, you could,
right, makes sense.
But then you imagine it was like Benjamin Button.
But then you're why wouldn't he be spry? He's
right,
a young man.
He's young.
Yeah, he should be spry. I'd rather hear you say that he's a not spry young man. Unspry?
Potentially. Spryless?
Spryless?
Spryless? He was spryless.
He's spryified. Want to worry about.
Yeah.
Next question. Why do some people in The Color Purple wear suspenders and belts?
Okay.
That was my complaint.
Kimberly walked out of Color Purple being like, that was incredible. Didn't understand the suspenders and belts.
And it wasn't it was just
I know. I costume design. What can I say?
They really need to keep their pants up.
I imagine
the backstory.
I do that back bend. So maybe she was like,
I
had this backstory that I was like, well, he lost a bunch of weight and then he couldn't get new pants. So he just added the belt to the suspender.
No, that was from day one, the belt and suspender.
Spoiler alert, Rainbow, since you haven't seen the show yet.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it was on the Tonys.
It was.
Was everyone on the Tonys? Yes. I just remember her.
Who, Cynthia?
Yeah.
My eyes stopped when she started.
Well, I mean, we were the oohs and ahs, the effies, the, you know, background.
Yeah.
But we're okay with that.
For that performance?
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. So we've seen you, so we took a class trip. We took a Broadway trip to see Broadway. So we saw you there.
Yes.
We saw you at Broadway sessions, or at least the cast there.
Yes.
And then I also saw Color Purple at Broadway and Bryant Park.
Yes.
I guess my question for you is, every single time that I have seen you guys perform, whether it be in the actual show or bring it to masses of people outside of the context of the show, the response has been truly incredible and like goosebump, you know, conveying. I don't know. That's a terrible description.
Goosebumpy.
Goosebumpy.
I remember those books.
That was not a rapid question.
No. Well, I'm prefacing the rapid question. Now here's the rapid question.
Okay.
From your point of view, what's that like? Rapid.
It's great. I mean, sometimes you just get in a show that, you know, speaks to your heart, speaks to your spirit, and this is definitely the one for me. And to get that round of applause and that love and that validation all the time is great.
What about the show? What about the revival happening now is so poignant to you guys on stage and your reactions from the audience?
I think that even though it's a black story being told by black characters, that it's a universal story. I mean, you could put anybody in Seeley's pants.
Okay, that was so happy.
But but you could put anybody in her shoes, and you know it happens everywhere. I mean, with whites, blacks, Asians, Latinos. You know, I just think it's a story that, you know, it's very worldwide. Yeah. If that's the word. Yeah.
Very much.
So. You tell us about your journey into the show and what it was like to be working on a show that was a transfer.
Okay.
And if that had any indication of where the show was going to go.
With it being a transfer, I mean, yeah, it was definitely the transfer from London. But John Doyle, who was our amazing director, he gave us the freedom to make the characters our own. Every day he would ask us, so how do you feel this character is on this day? How do you feel this character is on this day? I don't think it was necessarily a complete transfer as far as how we were able to tell the stories as the actors, but definitely a transfer of the story of The Color Purple.
What is, if you show your, if you go to Chipotle, what do you get?
burrito bowl with steak and chicken. And guacamole. That'll be $2. I know. Thank you.
If you don't know that by now, you're not an American. Rainbow, what's your Chipotle order?
Same thing, except in a burrito.
Nice. Kimberly, what's yours?
I do not go to Chipotle.
Like,
there's cilantro and everything.
Oh,
amen. Yeah. That's why I don't go either.
You know what? Ina Garten, like, I don't know if you guys watch.
Oh, I do.
Ina Garten. She hates cilantro. She says it tastes like dish soap.
It does.
That's like a condition that some people have.
We have had so much cilantro conversation on this, so let's cheers to cilantro.
I love cilantro.
Cheers to cilantro. It has a genetic malfunction in your taste buds.
Yeah, it's a malfunction. That's
right. Julia Child had it too.
Oh, pound cake overboard.
Oh, my God.
She says things like that.
Pound cake overboard.
That was my Julia Child impression.
Julia.
Pound cake overboard. Actually, my...
Oh, no, that was everyone's Julia impression.
I know, we all just went for it. Would you like to do one, Rainbow?
I couldn't.
Never say you can't.
My band name.
It was
not horrible. I'm sure it'll be lovely.
Theirs were so great.
Yeah, mine was real lovely.
Right. Yeah.
Oscars for everyone.
Speaking of Oscars, tell us about the Tonys. What was like winning?
Oh, God. It was great, but you know, I will say this. You get on the you're excited about performing on the Tonys. You have the rehearsal, all that's leading up to it. And then you get on the Tonys, and it goes by so fast that you don't even really get to enjoy it because you're thinking about, okay, I have 2.5 minutes to get my chair over here. I have to be over here. The camera's here. Yeah. So, yeah.
There's a lot of chair work.
There's a lot of chair work. Tons of chair work. So everything leading up to it and
is
everything.
Is that on your special skills now?
Chair place.
Works well with chairs.
Works well with chairs.
Chairography.
Recliners, rocking chairs, no backs, bar stools. I can do it all. But yeah, the everything leading up to the Tonys and being on the Tonys and after. But that middle part performing is just so much of a blur.
It's, yeah.
But in the best way possible.
So when you won... And you guys won Best Revival. I mean, you guys were at your own theater?
Let me tell you where we were.
Yeah.
Okay. So we went to
Don't they bust you back after?
We performed at the Tonys. Yeah. We bust back. And we thought, okay, we're going to get ready. We're going to go to the party.
Yeah.
They're not going to announce it until we get to the party. We get there. They start announcing. Other winners were like, forget it. We're just going to stay here. So we all gathered around a computer in the wardrobe room where we heard the announcement. So we were all huddled in the wardrobe room,
that's kind of
putting on our clothes to get ready for the party. And then
that's amazing. Yeah. What was that like, that you were a part of something so special that was, you know, That was a tough category. That was probably the only category at the Tonys that, like, really could have gone anywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
And you guys pulled that out. What was that, like, the feeling in the moment?
I don't know, overwhelming, exciting, nerve-wracking. But to win and to have been watching the Tonys for, I don't know, 15-plus years, and to have them say The Color Purple, Revival, Tony winning cast, you know, it just pulls your heart out in the best way.
So what's your craziest job you've ever had? Now, this one's probably one of the better ones. What's the craziest job you ever had?
I would have to say Big Bird in Sesame Street.
Excuse me, what?
Sesame Street Live.
Yeah. Go on.
Oh, not you were Big Bird?
Yeah.
Kimberly's looking at you with, like, childlike wonder right now.
I wasn't the voice, though.
Enemy of the show. The voice was Beyonce.
Oh, okay.
The voice was, sorry, Jay. the voice was pre-recorded, but yeah, that would probably be the craziest job I've ever had, because you're dancing around with 50 pounds literally on your back.
Where is your head in Big Bird?
Well, the head is here, and
this is a
the
podcast.
Head of the bird is here. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no. But I'm trying to explain.
I'll describe your hand motion.
The head of the bird is 7 feet high, and your head is about at the 5.5-6 foot mark. And there's like this mesh mesh tie that hangs down that you see through.
Oh.
So.
That's very fancy.
They're going to kill me for giving out these secrets. Sorry. Whatever.
Well, Jay, enemy of the show and my fiance, has about a 10-minute bit in his stand-up act about the time he saw Big Bird on the street and then wept silently on the corner.
Oh, God. What did that Big Bird look like?
Because Big Bird turned around and said, hello. It was Big Bird's birthday, and he was on Billy on the street. And Jay walked out of the subway, saw Big Bird, and just went, hi, Big Bird. And Big Bird turns around and went, hello. And Jay just started crying and, like, texting me. He was like, I saw Big Bird, and I'm not okay.
Jay Schmidt.
Yeah, I told him that if I ever proposed to him, it would be with Big Bird. But I couldn't figure that out, so he had to propose.
You probably could have figured it out.
He would have.
I could have gotten you and a Big Bird.
You could have.
Well,
Jay
and Antoine did Spelling Bee together.
25th Annual Putnam County Spelling
Bee. Yeah. I saw the production.
Say the full title.
I went to a Wednesday matinee, and I was one of five people in the audience. It was a great production. We all felt like they were doing it for us. And
they actually were.
Wait, but were you all spellers? So then there was no one in the audience?
I'm raising my hand. I was the only non-speller. They didn't pick me. That's fine.
The show's so fun.
Well played, Brian. Well played.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I guess just talk about what power Cynthia brings to that show. We were talking when we saw it was the one we've never seen a standing ovation in the middle of the song before. Obviously, she's more or less the centerpiece of that show.
Absolutely.
And I guess talk about just her energy and how she really conveys that story to those audiences sitting in there.
Well, first of all, I have to say she as a person is very giving, open, loving. And she has really done her homework on who Celie is. As you can see during the show, like, she physically changes without physically changing, like, costumes and hair and makeup. But she's done her homework to where she's specifically, like, okay, Celie is 7 years old here. She's 18 here. She's 23 here. She's 32, 48. And, you know, when you bring that know-how and expertise, it just makes everybody else want to work that much harder. So when you have somebody leading the cast, it's like, okay, this is what I'm doing. You say, okay, I want to get on that same train as you.
Yeah.
Woo-woo. So she brings...
That was the Celie train.
Okay. Yeah. No, not the Celie train, Suge train.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Suge.
Oh, wow. Suge I really messed that pun up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really disappointed.
You're supposed to take trains.
I
have a question.
That was the golden apple opportunity.
Is Push the Button, like, one of the dirtiest songs in the whole Broadway canon?
The button means.
They say it so many times, and I was like, it can't possibly be the thing that I think that they mean.
Oh, it's absolutely what you think it is.
It's what you think.
Push the button if you want to come in.
I know. I was like, but everyone else is hearing these same lyrics. No one has brought up how dirty this song is before.
It's real dirty.
And they performed it in front of Stephen Colbert and the whole world.
Absolutely. The whole world. They know.
And he did that number on the Tonys, too. Like, the was... Right?
Well, it was sort of...
Kind of.
Kind of pushed the button, but like church.
Church pushed the button.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
we that did a lot. That is not a song that they talk about in church.
No. I mean, some churches they do.
Tell us about those churches. Yeah. Should we play a game?
Yeah, sure. Game.
Let's play a game.
Game time.
Game time.
This one.
Game time.
She has a Starbucks purse full of stuff.
That's her game bag.
It's my game bag. It's Starbucks.
Mary Poppins Starbucks with Beyonce on the front.
I should get like a cute little carpet bag.
You know that's Beyonce on the front of that.
Is it?
Not really, but I have people.
No, but like now that you say that.
Does it not look like Beyonce?
For now, until the rest of my life.
It looks like Beyonce.
I can't unsee it now.
Straight from Antoinette Smith.
I'm now going to order lemonade every time I go to Starbucks.
You know.
Oh, I like. Well done.
No, it wasn't that good.
Wait,
no one laughed.
I'm giving you.
Could you imagine Beyonce as Sugar Avery? The way that place would go.
Yes, I can.
Oh,
that would never
happen. It's already insane.
The security that would have to be had around that place.
That's
like
the audition for the girl that gets to kiss Beyonce.
That's president level security. In that,
I hear Color Purple movie.
That's oh,
you mean like a remake?
Oh, like a musical movie.
Like a musical movie.
Oh, that'd be awesome. She's great in Dreamgirls.
Antoine,
she's great.
They should just film this one.
Right, Green Dreamgirls.
She was in Dreamgirls.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was 10 years ago, guys.
I saw that on Twitter. Who tweeted that?
She was in Dreamgirls.
Was that 10 years ago?
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, I saw it on Twitter, too, so I don't remember who said it.
Wow.
But 10 years ago?
And it
ago
must be
Dreamgirls
true, because it was on
out.
Twitter.
You're right. Everything on Twitter is true.
Twitter.
Let's play this game.
Let's play a game time.
I have a quiz.
A quiz, you say?
A quiz.
Oh, goodness.
Great. I will give each of you a multiple choice question.
Yes. Okay.
You'll try to answer that question to the best of your ability. If you get it right, then you get it right, and you get 1 point. If you get it wrong, no points. Please keep track of your own score.
Is there a prize?
I have 2 rounds of questions. There is a prize.
Okay.
And a tiebreaker that I'm really hoping we get to use.
Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
Yeah, okay.
What's Heartbreaker from...
What?
Heartbreaker.
Dreammaker.
Yeah.
Dreammaker.
Let's say every heartbreaker.
That is not what the quiz is about.
What's the quiz about, Kimberly?
What's it about?
Oh, it'll become apparent.
Oh. Okay.
It's a
becoming
like
apparent quiz.
Yeah.
Yes.
Baby. Did you make that joke last time I said it?
Is it all about pushing the button?
Wait, who wants to go first?
That's how you become a parent.
Well, I am the guest secretly of the dirty hour, song. So I guess I'll go first.
There you go.
Wonderful.
You
know,
a secretly dirty song quiz? I'm in.
It's not. I wish, though. Next time.
Antoine's right. First.
Antoine's taking the bullet to find out what this
in.
Is.
Not the bullet. Hamilton? Why are you?
Oh,
this is Color Purple Day, not
you're
Hamilton.
Right. Hey, Kevin.
This is not the room where it happened.
Hey, Kevin.
So Kevin, have you ever seen Hamilton?
This is the moment of the podcast where I reach out to Lin-Manuel.
I remember you saying this on the last podcast.
Lin-Manuel,
if you're listening to me.
I haven't seen Hamilton,
there, so.
And I just saw the announcement of who's going to be joining the Broadway cast and the Chicago cast.
Yeah.
So really, I'll see either. So just, if you want to show me some tickets,
I'm so glad
I'm
that they're
it.
Out
Lin-Manuel,
of town and booked
let's do it.
So everyone else can get a chance to do something else.
Amen. All righty. Quiz time.
All right, in John Doyle's pared-down revival of Allegro at Classic Stage Company, the show I wrote my senior thesis on, so it's been a lot of questions, he cut the cast size down to just 12 actors, when in the original production, there were this many performers in the dance chorus alone. How many people in the dance chorus of Allegro?
These questions are amazing and ridiculous.
I know. Ready? Was it 40, 21, or 100?
I'm going to say 41.
It was 100.
What?
There were 41 actors and 100 dancers in the original cast of Allegro in 1943.
I just heard those producers
oh, when they
roll
were making
over
like
their grave.
$2.50 a day for,
$2.50.
And that show only ran like 300 performances.
That's still a lot for
that's
much.
Still a lot. That's like a
yeah, they lost
that's like
a lot
a
of
year.
Money.
Wow. Yeah.
Mother,
it was their. It's considered their one flop. It has never been revived on Broadway. That was the off-Broadway revival that I saw 2 years ago. But and they also made it 90 minutes, and they all play their own instruments.
Very John Doyle.
Very John Doyle. Why aren't you guys, happy to
you
see
guys
that
are
you
just
were not.
Playing your own chairs.
We're playing our own Literally.
Okay, Brian.
Yeah. Just imagine people sitting on people. Please play in your own chairs.
All right, Brian.
Yeah.
Which Oscar-winning actor played Captain Hook in the 1991 revival of Peter Pan? Christopher Walken, J.K. Simmons, or Jerry Orbach?
I don't know if Jerry Orbach won an Oscar. Potentially for... I'm going to go with Orbach.
Law and Order?
It was J.K. Simmons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that at all. That's pretty cool. But I don't think... I made a mistake because Jerry Orbach... I don't think he won an Oscar.
All right, bring it to me.
Kevin.
Yes, baby.
This night... Wait. I started to read the wrong one. Good morning. 20 years after the original production, Ethel Merman reprised her role in the revival of this musical at the age of 58. Are we getting the theme?
What? I wasn't
Revivals.
Listening.
Revivals. Oh. 20 years after the original production, Ethel Merman reprised her role in the revival of this musical at the age of 58.
Okay.
I can...
Was it Anything Goes, Annie Get Your Gun, or Girl Crazy?
I don't think it's Girl Crazy.
Okay.
It's Annie Get Your Gun, I
it
think.
It is Annie Get Your Gun. A 58-year-old Annie Oakley in 1966.
I love that.
That's my favorite revival fact, so that's how this quiz was born.
Revival fact.
Revival fact.
I'm the only one that likes them.
You're winning right now.
I got it.
All right, point. Rainbow, you ready?
Sure.
Oh.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Which revival of Fiddler on the Roof won a Tony for Best Revival?
Ooh.
Only one revival has won this Tony. In 1991, in 1981... Or in 2004.
She's going to win. You know this, right?
I know.
Well, I would just like to say I have not seen either, so I'm just going to blindly guess.
Perfect.
91?
Yes!
Oh! Yeah! Rainbow, we're tied.
Wait a minute.
So hilarious. The Tony Award for Best Revival of a Musical was first awarded in what year? In?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, before it was Best Revival was just one category, and it was musicals and plays all in one category.
Oh,
see, that's
so
a fun fact.
I did not know
that. That is a fun fact. So, did they split the category in 1994, 1985, or the year 2000?
In the year 2000.
Thank you. That's what I wanted.
Okay, it wasn't 2000. What were the other?
94 or 85.
Interesting.
Now it's a good question. It was always a good question, but because we got to sing that, it was a great question.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You said 84 or 95?
94 or 85.
94 or 85. I'm going to say 94.
94 is correct.
All right.
All right, good one.
You have to
think about
like,
when there were more revivals available to be happening all the time.
All the time.
Did I write down which was the first one to win that? Brian.
Yeah.
This is not multiple choice.
Okay.
This is a question I just made up because I needed an extra.
Okay.
Who won the first Best Revival of a Musical? 1994.
I have no idea. Tommy? It's not the right answer.
When would it have been revived? It was in the 90s.
The year before.
94. Oh.
94. All right, anyone survival. Gets an extra point if they know.
Crazy for You.
94.
Again, revival.
No, Crazy for You.
Crazy for You happened in like 96.
I'm drunk.
Was it 94?
Oh, God, was
94.
Was it Oklahoma?
No, but it was Rodgers and Hammerstein.
It's South Pacific.
Nope.
King and I.
Nope.
It was the carousel that had Sally.
Carousel.
It was the carousel with
Sally.
Boy. Sally Fields.
No.
Who played Carrie Pippridge in the 94 carousel? Audra McDonald.
No, I was thinking Sally. Oh. What's her name? Her name's Sally something who played.
Sally Struthers?
No, Sally
sorry,
something.
You said neighbor. I thought Gilmore Girls.
Julie Jordan.
Yo, what is this? This is like very weird. I don't know why.
It was carousel.
No, it's fine.
So Brian gets no point and Kevin gets an extra.
Yeah, because I've been embarrassing myself all night.
So I'll give Kevin the hardest question I made up.
Do it.
Ready?
Yep. Oh, God.
This 1970s Fosse musical.
Yes.
Had a wildly successful 1990s revival. The Fosse style choreography was reimagined by which choreographer?
Oh, no.
Was it?
I know.
Anne Rankin.
Okay.
Jerry Mitchell.
Okay.
Or Rob Marshall.
It was Anne Rankin.
It's a trick question.
No? What? Is it a trick question?
Yeah, do you want to try again? Because it's not Chicago. I'm not talking about Chicago.
You're not?
I'm talking about the 96 revival of Cabaret. 98 revival of Cabaret.
Which was Jerry Mitchell.
No,
which
not.
Was Rob
it's
Marshall.
Rob Marshall.
Oh, I failed all the way across the board.
I thought it was Chicago, too. I thought it was Anne Rankin.
That was where I went with that.
But I also think I misled you because I think Cabaret was 60s, not 70s. Now that I'm reading back my question to myself. So I apologize.
I'll
Anne Rankin was correct.
I'll drink.
All right, Rainbow.
I'll take the easiest one, please.
I only
I'll
have
take
one left.
Easy for right now.
Is anyone tied right now?
We're all tied.
We're all tied at one.
Well,
yeah, no, not me.
Great, then the tiebreaker is going to be fun.
Can I have a negative two?
I'm so sorry for this question,
unless
Rainbow.
She gets this answer and wins.
So again, blindly answer if you must.
I tell you, she's going to win.
Which?
She must.
Of the seven musicals that have transferred to Broadway from City Center's Encores. Did you know there were seven? I learned that today.
I didn't know that.
Was nominated for Best Revival, for the Best Revival Tony, although its original production never made it to Broadway. So even though it wasn't a Broadway musical, it was nominated for Best Revival. Was it Violet, The Apple Tree, or After Midnight?
Great question.
That is a good one.
I'm proud.
Okay, so I'm going to weigh my odds.
You're going into this blindly. You have no idea.
I sure don't. So let's go with the apple.
The apple tree?
Yes.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Violet.
Which is a, sort of purple.
Yeah. After Midnight was, oh, that's true. After Midnight, not that's true that you almost said that. I was saying that it's kind of purple, but looking at you. After Midnight was formerly called Cotton Club Parade. So that was my trick answer.
Oh.
Was that Cotton Club Parade was on Broadway.
I saw both of those.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That was very exciting. I wish I saw After Midnight only because then I fell in love with Virgil and So You Think You Can Dance. And so I wish I saw him in that
show. It was
show.
So good. I'm so surprised that it didn't last a lot longer.
I heard it was great.
It did. It
so
was
do
great.
We have a three-person tie?
We do. We have a menage a tie.
Ready?
Menage a tie.
The tiebreaker is not about revivals.
Okay.
But it is about colors.
Okay.
So in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat,
yep.
There's a song in which they list all of the colors of his coat.
Yep.
So we're just going to sing the colors, and the person who gets the most right, the person who lasts the longest in the naming of the colors.
Oh, no, you were in the show.
That doesn't mean I remember. That was like 10 years ago.
So I'll lead you in. It was red and yellow and green and brown and scarlet and black and ochre and opal.
Nancy Opal, that was for you.
Friend of the show, Nancy Opal.
Oh, she's one of my great friends.
Okra and
no.
Okay.
It was
okra.
Red and yellow and purple and brown and scarlet and black and ochre and peach and ruby and violet and
no.
Ruby and...
And Olive. And
Violet and Fawn.
You're looking at my mouth.
Because what color is Fawn?
The same color as okra.
Okra.
Is it russet in there? Russet? Yeah.
And russet and ruby.
No, it's and lilac and gold and...
But ruby is one of them.
Yeah, ruby and
so
olive.
So I'm above you at least for ruby.
And but violet and fawn.
I think rainbow won.
No, she didn't.
I was thinking that way. Oh, her mic turned off. You didn't see her sing the whole thing?
Just say, and blue.
Yeah, and blue.
And blue.
I think right, I won.
I think Antoine won.
And
he didn't say ogre. What did I say? Opal?
You said opal.
And then okra.
Opal and then okra. So I don't think either of those are colors.
What color is ochre? Is it also a greenish color?
Ochre
in the grouch?
I assume that you just all imagined the colors that are coming from his coat and pointed.
But
and
how could you if they close their eyes?
Who closes their eyes?
And they drew back the
curtain. Drew back the curtain. To see for certain. I thought I knew.
Yes.
Joseph doesn't get enough credit. It's actually a really fun show.
It's a show with fun songs.
It can be sad and fun.
It's a show with fun songs. I don't know if it's a fun show.
You just have to look at that colorful coat spin around a few times. I've actually never seen Joseph live.
It's a fun show.
It is.
I'm fine for having not seen it.
It's nice.
All right.
All right. What did Antoine win?
I have two choices.
Did I win tickets to The Color Purple?
That would be amazing. No, all right. Say right hand or left hand.
I'll kill you.
I'm going
to... You've won a spring awakening.
Wait a minute. What's the left hand?
A Christmas Story soundtrack?
Oh, I love that movie.
I'll take this one.
Spring Awakening hat.
Doing with the hat.
I see the Lights of Broadway show cards.
And tell us about the Lights of Broadway show cards. You can get the pun. Brian likes puns.
Antoine, have you seen these cards?
No.
They're the Lights of Broadway show cards. You can get them at any...
Lights of Broadway.
Jerry Orbach.
You can get them at any theater memorabilia store and throughout the theater district.
And I got
basically,
Brian's
they're drawn by our friend of the show, Squiggs, and they show different Broadway actors, designers, directors, and famous people from the theater community.
Hey, Adam Pascal, I got your card.
These cards... We play.
I did Memphis with him.
A game called Show Cards Against Humanity.
Ooh.
So I have in this little envelope some slips of paper with prompts and blanks.
Okay.
So we're each going to get a chance to pick one out.
I like these games.
And then we each get to pick from our show card hand that I've just dealt you all someone who fits in the blank of the prompt that I've created either from my mind or from a Google search. There is a Tumblr called Musical Cards Against Humanity. So some of them are from there. Some of them are from actual Cards Against Humanity. And some of them are from my brain before it's had coffee. So.
Oh.
So they're all weird is what I'm saying.
All right. Rainbow, why don't you start?
Okay. So go ahead and grab a slip of paper. Read it aloud. Say the word blank if there's a blank.
Studies show that lab rats navigate mazes 50% faster after listening to...
Blank.
Blank.
So then we'll each give you a card, and then you decide which one's funniest.
Okay.
Here you go.
This is for you, Brian.
Okay.
My answer's for you.
Bob Crowley, Zero Mostel, School of Rock, Betty Buckley. I am familiar with this one, so I'm going to pick that one. School of Rock.
Thank you. Pandering works.
I did Bob Crowley because they're crowling.
I got it.
That was for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your last
I don't
name
understand
Crowley?
That joke.
No, just it was a pun, like the crowling. Like they're going faster. They're crowling.
I've never heard that word.
That's anyway, terrible.
Kevin,
it's your turn. You don't get to play anymore.
Kevin, you're never.
I don't get to make puns anymore. Kevin, what did you do to my pun? I drink to forget blank. This is gonna be fun. All right. I drink to forget Fred Applegate. Oh, poor man. I drink to forget Josh Segarra from On Your Feet.
Is that who that was?
Yeah.
So we all forgot him, clearly.
I drink to forget Next to Normal. Or, I'm sorry, the card I chose was I drink to forget allegiance.
Oh, no.
I saw
that was me.
Did you? Yeah. You're in the minority there.
I know.
We have not seen that.
Well, you probably won't because it's over.
Yeah, but like not a lot of people saw it.
Yeah, they didn't.
All right, I'm up.
I wish I had. I love my
Brian's
son.
Up.
Leia.
Brian, pick a card. Pick a little slip of paper.
Did you just make that up?
It did.
That was good.
A romantic candlelit dinner would be incomplete without...
I'm winning this one.
I'm pandering to you.
I'm about to win this one. Like, hands down.
I'm gonna mix these up. A romantic candlelit dinner would be incomplete without Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. Would be incomplete without Laura Benanti.
Mm.
Would be incomplete without Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Would be incomplete without Adam Pascal.
Oh, those are some good cards.
First of all, I would just want to say that all these cards are excellent. I'm going to take out Andrew Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson because the other ones are better. I'm going to take out Adam Pascal because he's just third in that list of things.
Okay.
And now I'm torn because I love Brian Stokes Mitchell.
He's wonderful.
He's amazing.
Isn't he great?
But like, Laura Benanti is...
So it's like, are you having dinner with this person or are they singing to you while you're eating dinner?
I mean, if he sings while you're at dinner, you're going to have a great night.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be a romantic candlelit dinner. Okay, I'm going to choose both of them because I'm out to dinner with Laura, but Brian is singing for us.
Oh, Brian, okay. Brian's the help.
Yeah.
Great.
And that... So, thanks for joining us. Well, I mean...
That velvety baritone, I get you.
Oh, I go on a date with him. I stood behind him in line once, and I was...
Well,
is that the closest you got to a date? Like, I go on a date. I stood behind him in line.
I stood behind him in line once, and I was just like, what are you using?
Brian's so good.
My selfie with blank just blew up the internet.
That's a great one.
My selfie just blew up the internet with blank. We have Keala Settle. Falsettos.
We play falsettos all the time.
Is that the revival cast?
Yes, the revival cast.
Okay.
Christian Borrell's arms.
Michael Bennett or Beth Malone?
Well, Michael Bennett would have to come back from the dead.
That would definitely blow up the internet.
That would.
On friend of the show, Beth Malone.
Oh, speaking of pictures.
we have the fake selfie with.
We have a fake selfie with Beth Malone. The Fun Home digital marketing person, whoever runs their Twitter.
Is our favorite person in the whole wide world right
because
now.
Because they cut our faces and photoshopped them next to Beth Malone on stage and it made our day. Because
Brian tweeted that he had a dream he was in Fun Home. And so they photoshopped us into a picture of Fun Home.
It was amazing.
We got Fun Home!
We've never felt more famous.
I'm going to do 2 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Okay.
With Michael Bennett, Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, right.
Dreamgirls.
Oh.
So Michael Bennett wins?
Oh!
Brian is racking him up, guys.
How many do you have? Did you win?
Well, you didn't go yet.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. You're right. Sorry.
Wait, how many do you have?
I have two. Kevin has none.
Well, I have one.
You have one. She has one. So it's if you don't win this, then I win.
Okay.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
Keala, I still love you, though, if you're listening.
Blank is set to star in the biopic of Yul Brynner.
Got it. Oh, got it.
Sydney Lucas set to star in the biopic Yul Brynner. Jerry Orbach set to star in the biopic of Yul Brynner.
I believe that one.
I believe that.
But
one.
He could do it.
He donated his eyes.
He did
to the Yul Brynner biopic.
Andre DeShields to star in the biopic of Yul Brynner, or Carrie Butler. To star in the biopic of Yul Brynner.
That would be amazing. Mm. That would be amazing.
I mean, it would be like a tour de force performance.
It would really.
It'd probably win her an Oscar.
How could it not?
Oh. I know. So, let's see. Sydney Lucas. Because, like, when I didn't say when this biopic was happening.
No, it could be.
Right, because she looks like an older lady on that photo.
she does. It's like hair from 1972. Like,
yeah. Older lady.
I don't know if time will help her play Yul Brynner.
Hey, it's 2016. Anything is possible.
It's true. What'd you pick?
I picked Jerry Orbach.
What? You just want to have a
tiebreaker.
A tiebreaker.
Oh, wait. There's a tiebreaker now?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your job.
Tiebreaker.
Okay, here we go.
Do you want to both do this next one? Just the two of you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Most likely to survive a zombie apocalypse.
All right, kids. What you got?
And Rainbow gets to pick who wins.
Yes, Rainbow, you get to pick.
Because there's too much pressure on me.
Okay. All right. Whatever. If he wins,
who are your choices?
If he wins, it's nepotism.
She just has to go by the pictures if they look strong or not.
I am going to go by the pictures. I have Anna Lee Ashford and Adam Pascal.
Okay.
Ooh, so, that's a good...
Well, fortune favors the brave, so...
That's my job.
Sorry, I got that in there.
No, it's great. I would not have thought of it.
So, judging from Walking Dead, who survived the longest?
Good judgment. Wow. I like this.
I'm really into this.
Brian's a big fan of yours now.
Oh, I love Walking Dead.
Yeah, right?
Filmed in Atlanta, by the way.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, and all the Marvel movies are, too.
It's my cousin, guys.
And they all almost left.
She knows it all.
I sit there and pick out the places that I know while I'm watching.
Oh, that's awesome.
Stranger Things was in Georgia, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Adam Pascal.
Yeah!
Because your cousin picked that.
Because they did a show together.
She would never.
Because so, in The Walking Dead, you know...
Boys men tend to survive. Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and blondes are usually the first bait. To go. You're right. Yeah.
That's true. That's classic.
So, Kimberly, what is Antoine win?
Oh, we've already said.
Oh, goodness.
The Christmas Story cast album.
Thank you very much.
That was a great movie.
Paul.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone go see Dear Evan Hansen.
In November.
In 15 weeks.
But while you're at it, if you're searching, if you're perusing Today Ticks or wherever, you should probably go see The Color Purple.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, it's okay.
So we actually
I didn't cry the whole time or anything.
No. So we usually tell people to see stuff and like we mean it because we want you to see stuff. But go see Color Purple.
It's amazing. And we talked a lot about Cynthia, but really amazing about this show is Cynthia gives an amazing performance and you're expecting that. But what you're not expecting is the unbelievable like power and talent of the ensemble and the way they kind
Antoine
of lift up the show.
Thank you.
And I really think
I prefer Antoine Smith.
You're going to walk out of that show.
Me too.
You're going to say Green was awesome.
Yeah, you walk into the show knowing Cynthia is going to be great. You walk out of the show having seen an entire company of amazing performers. Yeah. So definitely go see the
That's
Color
true.
Purple.
That You're first moment is just like so a wall much. Of sound.
Oh, wall Thank of sound.
You. Thank you.
So don't forget to follow Antoine Twitter, ALSmith3030. Instagram, Antoine L. Smith, 32.
Got my blue check today.
Blue check.
Yes.
And per usual, we always end with a quote to wrap it up.
What you got first, Brian?
Oh, I always forget.
Take us home, Brian.
It was mentioned earlier.
Okay.
So I'm really happy I picked it.
Yes.
Oh.
When you send it flying up there, all at once, you're lighter than air.
Oh, good.
You can dance with the breeze over houses and trees with your fist holding tight.
To the string of your kite. Oh, let's go.
So sorry, I have to see this rainbow. Kite.
I don't know this.
Up to the highest height.
Mary Poppins.
Let's go fly a kite and send it.
I don't know when they're going to stop, so we just all want to leave.
Up to the
executive producer.
And now the credits roll.
Fly a kite.
It's when the dad's trying to be a good dad, and he's like, I'm going to be a good dad. Let's go fly a kite.
Because he quits his job as a banker, which is not a good dad thing to do.
He has two children.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I can say, as an ex-banker, it's an excellent thing to do.
This
wisdom from Rainbow to pull us out of the show.
And as Kevin and I finish our strongbows singing Let's Go Fly a Kite.
Yep.
God, like grown men that they are.
And getting the, probably the best advice we've gotten on this whole podcast from Rainbow ever.
Ever. Right there.
Oh, let's give a big cheers and end with what do we always end with?
Zoo-doo-wop-bop.
Oh, I'm just talking about the Grease Revival.
Right.
Well, actually, the Grease Revival gave me chills and they multiplied.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry.
See you later, everyone. Or hear you later.
Bye, everyone. Go see Color Purple.
Go see and Color Purple.
Always, forever, every day.
We're out. We're here, and now we're out.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.